Issaquah, where Valerie's calling us. Hi, Valerie. Thank What's you. On your mind, ma'am?
Oh, I am so glad to speak with you. I have a niece who has MS, major depressive disorder and anxiety, and the clinic that I took her to 2 weeks ago has switched her to yet some more, some different patent medicines. A, they don't seem to be working, and B, they cause a lot of muscle rigidity, which is not a good combo with MS.
Not at all.
I'm not convinced she's got a patent medicine deficiency.
Good for you, ma'am.
But I don't know what to do for her.
How old is she, ma'am?
She is 42.
Okay. I know you may not know this, but any signs that menopause is approaching?
Yes.
Ah. Okay, well, let me tell you about Dr. Nancy Sakote from UCLA Medical Center. She worked with 6 women with severe MS, and among other tests she did on them before treatment, she had brain scans done, and they all had, numerous MS lesions. All right, what did Dr. Sakote do? She put them all onto estriol, which, of course, is one of the many estrogens. This one happens to be, though, the anti-carcinogenic estrogen. And not only that, but it's anti-autoimmune. How do you like that? All right. This is why ladies, when they're pregnant, and in pregnancy there's more estriol made than any other time of a woman's life, their MS or other autoimmune disease will frequently go into remission during pregnancy. All right. Now, also, ladies who are pregnant are usually happier, and studies of estriol and the brain have shown that estriol whangs into the receptors that cause, guess what, mood elevation, antidepressant.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes. Sounds like something, doesn't it? Now, Dr. Sakote then had all those ladies take estriol, and then among the many other tests she did, all of which did improve, by the way, but this one very in particular, she had them scan the brain for the MS lesions, and most of them had disappeared. Did you hear me?
Oh,
I said disappeared.
Yes.
Okay, so it's an antidepressant. It can help against MS. And by the way, it's not the only thing. Just for example, a professor from Mayo Clinic. Oh, my goodness. I know I'm yelling and screaming, but everybody should know about this. It was only published in 1941. 1941, ma'am, and Dr. Sakote was 2002, and they're still handing out patent medicines. Why don't they read the medical literature? But I'll get back to this. Okay. In 1941, this Professor Horton, what did he do? He worked with people with MS. He gave them all intravenous histamine, of all things, histamine. Oh, my gosh. Their MS got better. I'm not kidding you. So some real smart nurse who had MS herself talked one of our local compounding pharmacies into making histamine patches. And what do you know? It helps to control MS. Oh, yes. There's research from way, way back, again, years ago, that shows that for some people, histamine whangs into the appropriate histamine receptors in the brain and helps them not be as depressed. So there we got two things right there, ma'am. We've got estriol. She's going into early menopause. She probably estriol levels are down. She really, and then there's histamine, which can be given in patches if we need it. Yes, Dr. Horton also showed that when in the early stages of MS, the body responds with a whole lot of histamine, but after 5 years, the histamine levels go low after 5 years of MS. Yes. She really needs to check in with the Tahoma physician. She's not going to find this approach or this information anywhere else. I don't usually try to sell our physicians all the time, but this is just stuff that's buried. How do we know it? Because we have a full-time researcher who does nothing but look up research, and besides that, Dr. Alan Gaby and I are buddies, and Dr. Gaby, wow, is he a researcher. So anyway, where is she located, ma'am?
She's actually located in Kirkland. I go out and collect her and take her to her appointments because obviously she can't drive. And so we're spiraling down as far as the depression and the anxiety is concerned. And I really saw a big difference this last 30 days. And I thought, oh my goodness, maybe there's time for some intervention someplace. With the depression and the anxiety.
Very definitely. She needs to have her estriol looked at. The histamine can be applied. Lots of things. But, of course, without a history and a health exam and so forth, Now, we presently have a clinic in North Seattle, another one in Tukwila. Either one of those you can get to, ma'am.
Fantastic. I've heard some things about St. John's wort. Is that something we should look into for her?
Well, yes and no. And the reason I'm saying yes and no is lack of St. John's wort is not a cause of depression, lack of medicine isn't. But it is a safe natural treatment if we can't find the cause. And you keep hearing me carrying on about finding the cause. And the two things I mentioned to you may be closer to the cause. So I'd sort of wait, if you got time to wait, I'd sort of wait until after these are evaluated and put into use. And then I'd see nothing against bringing in the St. John's wort because the chances of side effects are small. But even so, let's go for the cause.
All righty. And ditto on the anxiety.
Yes, ma'am. Look at how many anxious pregnant ladies do you know?
True. Point well made.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling. This sounds like you're right on with this call, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm very excited for her. These things are quick, easy, and inexpensive. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye now.